And Chris is about.
Assuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
President Trump's lawyer is trying to clarify his remarks about truth he made over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying, in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
He should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry. Well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A search is underway for a Catholic priest in Texas who went missing amid allegations of sexual abuse involving teenagers. The Dallas Diocese says the Reverend Edmundo Paredes was accused by three now adults of abuse that took place more than 10 years ago. Bishop Edward Burns saying the two private investigators are working to track the priest down and that he might have returned to his native Philippines. The diocese also says that the priest himself admitted to financial misconduct after between $60,000 and $80,000 went missing from the church. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is down after it was knocked over by protesters. A group of about 250 of them marching to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night, demanding the immediate removal of the monument called Silent Sam. The crowd started cheering and throwing dirt on it after some people pulled it down using a rope. The university says in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous, and they say they're investigating the incident. And it's official, the Recording Industry Association of America is reporting that the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 through 75 album has overtaken Michael Jackson's Thriller album to claim the top spot as the best-selling album of all time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down six websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giant saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its...
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Seven time around Chamber Radio weather. It's 67 degrees right now. And for today, we'll have afternoon thunderstorms. On August 21st, scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon with a high of 77. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, thunderstorms continue, likely low around 70. Winds south southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of... Tomorrow, morning thunderstorms. In the morning, will give way to partly cloudy skies late, a high of 82. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour and chance of rain 80%. Thursday, mainly sunny sky and 78. On Friday the 24th, sunny and 82. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high around 80. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 85. Looks like the craft fair on Flemington is a go. Should not be a problem based on the weather at this moment. Folks, Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Today. Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@...
Assuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama...
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
...comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it, of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
President Trump's lawyer is trying to clarify his remarks about truth he made over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
He should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry. Well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A search is underway for a Catholic priest in Texas who went missing amid allegations of sexual abuse involving teenagers. The Dallas Diocese says the Reverend Edmundo Paredes was accused by three now adults of abuse that took place more than 10 years ago. Bishop Edward Burns saying that two private investigators are working to track the priest down and that he might have returned to his native Philippines. The diocese also says that the priest himself admitted to financial misconduct after between $60,000 and $80,000 went missing from the church. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is down after it was knocked over by protesters. A group of about 250 of them marching to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night, demanding the immediate removal of the monument called Silent Sam. The crowd started cheering and throwing dirt on it after some people pulled it down using a rope. The university says in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous, and they say they're investigating the incident. And it's official, the Recording Industry Association of America is reporting that the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 through 75 album has overtaken Michael Jackson's Thriller album to claim the top spot as the best-selling album of all time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down six websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giant saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its...
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
8:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 67 degrees right now. And for today, we'll have afternoon thunderstorms on August 21st. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon with a high of 77. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, thunderstorms continue. Likely low around 70. Winds south southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of tomorrow, morning thunderstorms. In the morning, will give way to partly cloudy skies late, a high of 82. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And chance of rain 80%. Thursday, mainly sunny sky and 78. On Friday the 24th, sunny and 82. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high around 80. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 85. Looks like the craft fair on Flemington is a go. Should not be a problem based on the weather at this moment. Folks, Hunt and Chamber Radio weather.
Out there today. Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, it's not Bonnie Tyler. This is actually Nikki French. Celebrity birthday today. Not a bad rendition, if I don't say so myself. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 after 8. I have to get you some traffic, which is the first thing we do here on Good Morning Hunterdon. So let's find out what we got for you in terms of traffic report from Hart. You can register with them and get the alerts that I get via email. You pick the local, county, state, and interstate roads that apply to you. And when you do that, you'll be able to navigate your commute to wherever you need to go. Had you done that, you would have learned Route 12 eastbound in Kingwood, congestion due to volume. That came out at, believe it or not, 3:41 or 6:41 this morning. So I don't know what's going down in Route 12 in Kingwood. That would be congestible, but that's an FYI for you. Might be resolved already, but just want to let you know. Aside from that, drive safe, sound smart, register with Hart. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. She says that she's available today, and we'll touch base with her. At 8:40, got to reach out to Carrie Fellows. She was not well last week and asked me to give her a call this week, so we'll see if she's available, and we'll chat with her. Otherwise, I'll be giving you information, news, information, sports, all that stuff that I normally do during the rest of my show. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here doing Tech Today, a show dedicated to talking about technology, hardware and software advice, latest technology news, all that, so that you understand and get informed about technology and are not bewildered by it. The Staying Young show is on from 11 to 12. That's a medical show talking about Western medicine and trying to bring down the myths, give you the facts about medicine and staying healthy. La Salud Mental Importa is on from noon to 1. That's Lauren Feliciano. And she talks about NAMI of Hunterdon, brain injuries, brain illness, the support that you need. And she does it all in Spanish. So our Latin American and Spanish-speaking folks are getting the information that they need to make informed decisions. Front Lines of Freedom is on from 1 to 3. That is presented by Joe Peters of Coldwell Banker. Joe Peters is a certified agent for the military, and he presents Front Lines of Freedom for us. Retired Colonel Danny Gillum and his team talk all about military life, veterans, retired veterans, and all the things that people are interested in about learning about our military. Teachable Moments in Business is on from 3 to 4. That's Vicki Lynn Morgan. She's on talking about coaching and business practices and advice. Joe Peters, who we talked about just a little while ago, is on from 4 to 5, and he talks about real estate and 55 plus, what you do after the age of 55. You got plenty of time to do new things, so he'd like to give you some insight into what you should do to do that. Let me finish up our week, or Tuesday, with Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo comes on and talks all about Spin's music that are from the 50s to the 90s. He puts it into a little theme. He grew up learning and listening to 50s to 90s music and would like to have you celebrate it with him. So listen to Randazzler's Musical Journey on your commute home. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps. LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to learn about and interact with HuntingChamber.com on WHCRDB. HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get for the business community of Hunterdon.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door?
Celebrations urges for the month, week, and day from Kenny Ball. From BrownieLocks.com. It's National Catfish Month. It's National Crayon Collection Month. National Goat Cheese Month. National Immunization Awareness Month. National Panini Month. National Minority Donor Awareness Month. National Minority Donor Awareness Month. National Traffic Awareness Month. I think we're already aware of that. National Truancy Prevention Month. National Water Quality Month. National Wellness Month. And National Win with Civility Month. For the week, North American Organic Brewers Week is coming up. National Safe at Home Week. National Chefs Appreciation Week. We had Chef Bill on yesterday. Minority Enterprise Development Week. Little League World Series. And we're finishing up National Aviation Week. Got a couple of local airports you might go and visit. Alexandria, Solberg, even Somerset. For today, it's Brazilian Blowout Day. It's Elda Ada. It's National Spumoni Day. If you don't know what Spumoni is, you are missing out. Kind of an Italian ice cream. Poets Day and Senior Citizens Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. And Kenny Ball, pick something and get involved. Pretty cool stuff. And perhaps Joe Peters will be talking a little about 55 plus. So some people are categorized as senior citizens at 55. They keep changing the numbers for whatever reason. I don't know why. But Joe Peters does 55 plus on Tuesdays. Give him a listen for National Senior Citizens Day. Time for vitamin C from today. Vitamin C comes from the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the 20th, says, local Boy Scouts complete an 8-day, 150-mile bike trip. This community bulletin says that this July, scouts from High Bridge Troop 149 completed an 8-day, 150-mile bike trip on Great Allegheny Passage, which spans from Cumberland Mountain, Maryland, to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The outing was planned and executed by the scouts. The scouts carried gear on their bikes, navigated, and camped trailside. They also completed their cycling merit badge, which included a 50-mile riding day. They took a rest from the trail to Updale, Pennsylvania, to enjoy the natural water slides and visit Falling Water. The last 2 days of the trip were spent in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, touring its sights and enjoying a Pirates game. So many things to glean from this particular event. First one is, Seems like we got some kids that aren't necessarily all sitting on the couch texting and playing video games. Number two, it seems like the scouts continue to press the importance of physical fitness. Number three, seems like scouts continue to motivate kids to achieve. Number four, those kids are going to have the memories of a lifetime by doing that particular event. How many of you could raise your hands right now and say that you've gone on a 150-mile, 8-day bike trip? I know I haven't. And when you are put into a situation like that with people around you, you bond friendships and you create memories. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why we are on this planet. Very cool stuff. Congratulations to those guys. Congratulations to the Scoutmasters for organizing it. And I don't know about you, but my guess is they probably hit a lot of rain. So that wasn't all fun, if you look at it, in terms of sunshine. But I bet you they are talking about it for years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays from born-today.com for August 21st, 2018. We start off with the fastest man on the planet. Usain Bolt was born on this day in 1986. Swiss clergyman St. Francis de Sales was born in 1567. English actor Kim Cattrall was born in 1956. Princess Margaret was born in 1930. English actress Laura Haddock was born in 1985. British musician Glenn Hughes, born in 1952. Hayden Panettiere was born in 1989, U.S. actress. Comedian Mark Evan Jackson was born in 1970. Serge Tankian was born in 1967, U.S. musician. Band leader Count Basie was born in 1904. Joe Strummer was born in 1952, part of The Clash. Jim McMahon, the bad boy from the Chicago Bears, was born on this day in 1959. Canadian model Carrie Ann Moss was born in 1967. And those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, well, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes on WHCRDB.
Down the bill.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down six websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giant saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its board of directors. That institute's president is blaming the attack on Russians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin himself. At a candlelight vigil in Colorado, the father of a murdered pregnant mother of two says,
"Keep the prayers coming for our family."
Suspect Chris Watts now claims to police he killed Shannon Watts after she killed their two young daughters. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
President Trump's lawyer is trying to clarify his remarks about truth he made over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
James Comey
says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying, in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
He should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry. Well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A search is underway for a Catholic priest.
Guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A search is underway for a Catholic priest in Texas who went missing amid allegations of sexual abuse involving teenagers. The Dallas Diocese says the Reverend Edmundo Paredes was accused by three now adults of abuse that took place more than 10 years ago. Bishop Edward Burns saying that two private investigators are working to track the priest down and that he might have returned to his native Philippines. The diocese also says that the priest himself admitted to financial misconduct after between $60,000 and $80,000 went missing from the church. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is down after it was knocked over by protesters. A group of about 250 of them marching to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night, demanding the immediate removal of the monument called Silent Sam. The crowd started cheering and throwing dirt on it after some people pulled it down using a rope. The university says in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous, and they say they're investigating the incident. And it's official, the Recording Industry Association of America is reporting that the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 through 75 album has overtaken Michael Jackson's Thriller album to claim the top spot as the best-selling album of all time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, it's time for the investment update. We have Michelle Heide on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. How are you? I'm doing very well. So we have to start with the first question. Where are the chairs?
The chairs in front of the office, and they're still there. No one's walked away with them yet.
Oh, good. Okay.
Actually, I forgot to take pictures and post them.
Yeah,
I need to do that.
Yeah, come on. That's what I heard. That's what we're going to do.
And they are very comfortable.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, we got thunderstorms the last couple of days, but a little bit cooler weather. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it at the end of the week.
Exactly.
So.
Yes. So, thanks for asking. Finally got our chairs.
That's cool. Well, it was the chair gate. We're trying to figure out what was going with chair gate.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, boy.
All right. So how are we doing with the markets? It's been ups and downs a little bit.
Yeah, ups and downs. Lately, it's been a little bit more on the upward trend, and that trend seems to be continuing this morning ahead of some talks that will be kicking off tomorrow between the U.S. and China. And then Friday, we have the Jackson Hole Summit, where the Fed will be providing their overview. But we're in another one of those phases of slightly inching a little bit higher. Lots to talk about this morning in many different areas. I'll save my favorite one for last. So I'll kick off with yesterday there was an announcement that Pepsi was buying SodaStream for $3.2 billion, which is about a 32% premium. So they continue to explore options to get into the kind of healthier aspect of beverages. SodaStream is one of those companies that allows people to buy these, this technology that people can at their own home make their own sodas and seltzers and things like that. So Pepsi's doing this as a way to get inside of people's homes, especially since a lot more people are doing their shopping online and not necessarily going into stores to buy things. So, which actually reminds me that my daughter this year basically wanted to do her back to school shopping, everything online. I'm like, what? But I guess that's, the younger generations. It's just, I don't know. But anyway, so that's Pepsi. We did have some earnings on the retail side coming out this morning. We had Kohl's. They did come out topping earnings and revenue, but their stock is under a little bit of pressure. Conversely, we had Toll Brothers beating their expectations by quite a bit, and they also lifted the forecast on the demand for luxury homes. It appears that according to Toll Brothers, the demand has increased for luxury homes, with an average price on a luxury home being somewhere between $835,000 and $860,000. So their stock is doing okay this morning. On the healthcare front, a couple different items hit the news this morning or yesterday. Amazon hired a quote-unquote star cardiologist, a gentleman from Massachusetts General. He also lectures at MIT, and they're looking to continue their push into the healthcare sector. We also had Alphabet, Google's parent company, backed One Medical, which is the company that has offices in San Francisco, New York, Seattle, a couple of other big cities. They've got some sophisticated technology to allow people to, talk with doctors online, do different things online. And it sounds like they're in talks with Carlyle Group, which is an investment firm, to raise over $200 million to continue exploring those options. And then we had Walmart and Anthem Health signing a deal to expand over-the-counter medications for seniors. So I'm sure we'll continue to hear, in regards to the healthcare space, whether it's insurance, whether it's services, we're definitely seeing a lot of new things coming about there. Let's see. I'll switch over to the economy for just a moment, and then I'll end with my favorite headline of the day because it affects my industry. But anyway, economists, the consensus in terms of forecasting growth for the second half of the year looks like it's on its fastest pace since 2005. They're expecting a second half expansion of 3% or more. And when they took a look at, even though wages are still under a little bit of pressure, you know, a lot of folks out there that haven't been receiving pay increases or, you know, not much change in their wages, the consumer confidence remains at a pretty good level. And the savings rate, I was surprised with this number, but I'm happy about it. It looks like the savings rate is now at 6.7% on average. So, you know, people are saving money, which is a good thing.
Just before the financial crisis, that was a huge issue.
Right, exactly. So folks have their debts under control, and they're starting to save a little bit more, which is good. Nice. Actually, I met with the daughter of one of my clients last night who just started her first job, and I was very excited when she told me. She said, well, you know, I'm setting aside 10% of my money is going into savings. I have money going into a Roth IRA. I signed up for my retirement plan at work. I was like, wow. That's excellent. I like to hear that.
That's awesome. That was going back to your days when you were talking about the different saving buckets. That's cool.
Exactly. Nice. Exactly. I said you're my role model for all the young folks out there that definitely need to be, you know, saving as much as they can as at an early age as they can with you know, but of course her challenge is, you know, she wants to move out of mom and dad's house and rent an apartment somewhere, but the rents anywhere in the area are just, you know, take up more than half of someone's paycheck. So that continues to be a challenge.
Wow.
All right. And then the big headline of the day is JP Morgan is unveiling a new investing app. It's called, get this one, You Invest, with an eye-catching disruptive price of free. So it appears that they're going to be offering 100 free trades in the first year to J.P. Morgan customers, and one of the advantages that J.P. Morgan has versus some of the other online trading companies is that it has ties with about half of American households. So about half of people in the U.S. have some sort of relationship already with J.P. Morgan, you know, mostly through banking and or credit cards. So that announcement is definitely putting pressure on companies like Schwab, E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, you know, who are low-cost, commission-based trading platforms, but obviously free is attractive. Again, it's stated in the article that you get 100 free trades in the first year. They didn't say what happens after the first year because, of course, I'm thinking, okay, how do they make money? But I guess Jamie Dimon mentioned he was kind of modeling after Amazon's model of the Amazon Prime membership. You know, you pay an annual fee and it entitles you to certain extra things. It doesn't appear that they're charging anything for a relationship, but as we all know, a lot of the big banks now, unless you keep a certain dollar amount there, you know, they charge you monthly fees and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure we will continue to learn more about that as more information comes out, but that's definitely something that is a little bit of a disruptor this morning to, you know, a lot of the discount online trading platforms. Wow. So pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right,
I got to back up a little bit, let's see.
Yeah.
First one is, were you more upset not having to shop with your daughter?
I think I was. Yeah, I am, because I'm like, I'm not a big shopper, but I kind of look forward to, you know, certain things that we do. It's more of doing something together.
Yes,
as an experience as opposed to, you know, going out to get stuff.
Yep, no, I completely understand. It's
yeah.
It was one of those milestone events, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, well, wait a second. You know, and of course she pulls up her computer and she had different websites and she said, you know, I shopped around for the best deals and this one has free shipping and this one. I'm like, oh,
that's
okay.
Funny. All right. Very cool.
And then I reminded her, I'm like, well, this was your budget. And I said, it looks like you went over your budget. So you have to go back in and, you know, figure out what you really, really want and need. So she was good. She did. She didn't even, you know, try and get a couple of extra things. So,
wow,
but yeah, cool. I missed that experience. I'm going to miss that experience.
That's awesome. Really, that's so funny that you give us that. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Going back to, I was just looking at the charts. Guess where we are on the charts? We're on the all-time high of the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
So we I told you a couple weeks ago we were going to go and test it. So here we are. So mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what we do next, because if we break through this, because we're really it was 2639 or something like that, and we're at 2640. And that the 2639 was January 25th, and here we are 6 months later. We made it all the way back. So now the question is, we got 4.5 months left of the year.
Right.
And what are we going to do with it? And so now we've made it. This goes back to that talk about where's that 10% coming this year? Because we did
exactly.
We gave it all away, and we got it all the way back now. So here we are.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how the markets react. And we just got through this summer, right?
Right. Right, and August is the lightest trading month,
August
so we've got a little bit of volatility this month, but not a whole lot of volume going on, so.
Going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, but I love trying to track what people have told me over the last couple of months and years to try and figure out, you know, when you receive advice, how accurate is it, and what has changed to either support it or go against it. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very neat.
Yeah. Very cool.
Very cool.
All right.
All right, Michelle, thank you so much. Great to talk with you again. Well, are you available tomorrow?
I am.
All right.
So we'll chat again tomorrow, see what happens between now and then.
All right. And you go and take care of yourself. I know you're missing out on that opportunity to go shopping with your daughter. So.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
A little bummed. All right.
Take care, Michelle. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of Hunter Chamber of Commerce and HunterChamberRadio.com. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and every morning at 8:30. We'll be right back with more in just a moment.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
She was called the Scarlet Woman by the people who would go to church.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon on HuntChamber.com, the voice of business. We got things still to talk about. I want to inform you about a charity golf tournament that is coming your way. Part of the Knights of Columbus, as it turns out. It's going to happen on September 24th, so you got time to plan. And it's a charity golf outing, and it tees off on the 24th, published on the 20th. It says that the Knights of Columbus Bishop Edward T. Hughes Council 15540 will hold its sixth annual charity golf outing on Monday, September 24th at Beaverbrook Golf Club. The event will kick off at noon, with registration followed immediately by a luncheon. The round tees off with a shotgun start at 1:30. The 18-hole best ball round will feature various contests, including the opportunity to win a Ford Fusion car lease from Flemington Ford Car and Truck Country. Ford is after the round. After the round, a buffet dinner will be served with additional raffle opportunities. Proceeds from this outing will benefit Life Choices of Phillipsburg. The cost is $135 per golfer and includes a cart. Contact Tim Connolly at 908-788-0996 or Mike Schuler at 908-812-8298 to make a reservation. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Contact Joe Lang at 908-304-2096. Non-golfers, you're still welcome. You can come and purchase a ticket for the dinner only, and it's only $55. Ham is presenting Lace, Not Lace, contemporary fiber art from lace-making techniques on September 23rd to January 6th. This is also published on the Democrat on the 20th, and it says that an exhibition highlighting how lace makers are expanding the traditional boundaries of their art form to create work from investigates contemporary themes, materials, and forms opens at the Hunterdon Art Museum on Sunday, September 23rd. The exhibition runs until January 6th. It's called Lace, Not Lace, Contemporary Fiber Art from Lace Making Techniques, reveals how contemporary fiber artists are applying bobbin and needle lace techniques to a multitude of fibers and filaments in unlimited colors and textures to interpret their world. This is the first show in the United States to focus on contemporary art made in bobbin and needle lace techniques, said Devin Thien, an international known lace expert who is curating the exhibit. The show's opening will be celebrated with a reception on September 23rd and from 3 to 5 p.m., which everyone is welcome to attend. The opening features gallery talks by Thien at 4 p.m. and artists Jim Choi and Thomas Shine at 5. Festivities will follow with live music and a food truck. The exhibition's features 41 works of lace art by 28 artists from around the world. Thien said she thought to create a show that demonstrated the versatility of bobbin and needle lace techniques. Quote, I wanted to include artists who had been major figures in the lace revival of the 70s, as well as younger artists who had benefited from their innovations and discoveries, Thien added. Thien hopes the exhibition will introduce the public and the art community to needle and bobbin lace techniques that aren't widely known. Quote, I suppose I would like it if people could differentiate between the popular conception of lace as a white substance with holes a textile that is simultaneously erotic, virginal, and grandmotherly, and the fiber art techniques that were used to construct lace historically, she said. I just listening to that, it sounds like there's so much more to know about lace than we take for granted, and that's unfortunate. So somebody who's bringing it to our attention. So if it's something that interests you, go and check it out. You have plenty of time to do it. It starts on the 23rd, and we'll go all the way to the 6th of January. So an opportunity at some point. All right, let's see what else we